do.
I think that maybe I'm dreaming.
Phones down in the back. That ends hour 7. Question A. She appears in television commercials talking to a turtle named Shelly, a goat named Frank, and an ostrich named Andy. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Answer, who is Ellen DeGeneres? Except, who is DeGeneres? Once again, question A, hour 7. Who is Ellen DeGeneres? Except, DeGeneres.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu. /alumni and St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org.
Good evening. With 90 FM News, I'm Katie Stenz. A local zoning dispute in Connecticut has become, for some, a battle of good versus evil. The owner of a photo store began Easter's Holy Week by putting signs outside her store urging passing motorists to beep for Christ. But soon after, the owner of a neighboring tattoo store put out a sign urging motorists to honk twice for Satan. Now, town officials have ordered the signs removed, saying they must pertain only to business. So far, signs are still up. For courtesy's sake, the station put Oz and X names on signs to see who would win the battle. However, it simply resulted in a quiet afternoon. I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
In your central Wisconsin weather, today, sunny, highs in the mid-70s, and for tonight, warmer, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. And currently it is 50 degrees outside, and I'll have the top five teams, the point values from hour 6, and question 1 for hour 8 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hello, this is Becca from 90FM. Would you like to do a trivia focus?
Sure.
So we'll start it off with, what is your team name?
Our team name is Ellen DeGeneres is having my baby.
And how did you get that name?
We just sat down one day as a team and came up with it. That was the best one we picked.
What is the dumbest answer you've given so far in this contest?
Blue.
Blue?
Blue, P-L-U, it's a person.
How do you think your team is doing so far?
Our team is doing fairly well for a bunch of drunkards.
What is your favorite thing to receive in the mail?
Ellen DeGeneres? Money.
And what's your favorite letter of the alphabet and why?
Blue. It would have to be M. Blue. For Mary Jane. Blue.
Do you listen to 90FM outside of the contest?
Oh, yeah. It's number one on my radio.
And I'm guessing that's the station that rocks your socks off?
Rocks them off, baby! Woo! Woo. 69. I am Mark. Woo.
If you could have a superpower, what superpower would it be?
See-through walls.
And why would you want to see through walls?
Rocks them off, baby! Woo!
I mean, would you be using that for good or evil? Or awesome? Awesome.
Woo. Yes.
Give me a scenario of how you would have used it for awesome.
I would use it to see through,
walls?
Yes.
How much do you think Oz can bench press?
350.
All right. Would you say Oz is the type of badass who ate the head off a puppy?
Definitely.
For Trivia Focus, we're Becca.
I'm John.
Jim.
And Chad.
The point values for questions in Hour 6 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 15 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3, 500 points. Question 4, 200 points. Question 5, 20 points. Question 6, 200 points. Question 7, 10 points. And question 8, 10 points. And once again, the point values for questions in Hour 6 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1, 15 points. Question 2, 20 points. Question 3, 500 points. Question 4, 200 points. Question 5, 20 points. Question 6, 200 points. Question 7, 10 points. And question 8, 10 points. And now the top 5 team standings as of Hour 6, Question 8 are: In 5th place, with 1,110 points, is Return of Sloopy X, tied with Network. In 4th place, with 1,180 points, is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In 3rd place, with 1,210 points, is What's the Matter You, Knights of Triviality. In 2nd place, with 1,235 points, is Graduates of a Lesser God. And finally, in 1st place, with 1,250 points, is Tin Man. And now, the team winning this hour's Grocery Bag giveaway is Mike Kept the Taco. The Grocery Bag giveaway is provided by County Market. And bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's Grocery Bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's Grocery Bag giveaway is Mike Kept the Taco. And now, question 1 of Hour 8 is: Before ever airing, the television series was pitched under the name The Islander. After this name was dropped, the name Diamond Head was considered and rejected. What is the name of this television series? And once again, question 1 of Hour 8. Before ever airing, this television series was pitched under the name The Islander. After this name was dropped, the name Diamond Head was considered and rejected. What is the name of this television series?
To you, my heart cries out for pity, for I find you the love of my life
in somebody else's eyes.
Your eyes are echoing for pity, forgetful of a promise of love.
You're sharing another's charm. With a sad lament, my dreams have faded like a broken melody. While the gods of love look down and laugh at what romantic fools we mortals be.
And now, I know my love was not for you. And so I'll take it back with a sigh.
But piteous one, goodbye.
Question number 1 of Hour 8. Before ever airing, this television series was pitched under the name The Islander. After this name was dropped, the name Diamond Head was considered and rejected. What is the name of this television series? Good luck in Trivia 38. All right, phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question number one, hour eight. Before ever airing, this television series was pitched under the name The Islander. After this name was dropped, the name Diamond Head was considered and rejected. What is the name of this television series? Answer to question one, hour eight, Hawaiian Eye. Once again, question one, hour eight. Answer is Hawaiian Eye. And now, Oz.
Hey, Brian. How's it going, man?
Pretty good. How are you there?
And, I see you're back on the midnight to 4 a.m. shift because they're afraid you might say testicles again on the air.
I just cannot say a sentence without that word flying
out. I guess so.
Like I look at you, it just comes to mind.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, no.
Okay. Want to thank the people from Land's End out back answering the phones this shift. They're doing an admirable job. And want to thank also Pizza Hut at 417 Division Street in Stevens Point, 341-4500, for providing us with food this shift. Michelle's Restaurant and Catering, 341-3363, 513 Division Street. Did you have one of the pulled pork sandwiches?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I don't really dine on swine.
You don't?
Personally, no, kind of. Yeah. But I've heard nothing but good things.
Yeah, it's fabulous. I don't know. It might be beef.
Not really. I don't know. I'll try it. I don't care.
Really? Come on.
It smells awesome. I will have to.
Cut the malarkey.
I'm in the middle of a 24-hour shift here, so I'll probably have to.
Yeah. Portesi Frozen Pizza and Italian Cheese Fries. They're at 3201 Business Park Drive, 344-7974. Our stores, and they're at 341-1182, 3001 Village Park Drive in Plover. And U.S. Cellular for phone service. And Pepsi-Cola bottlers of Wisconsin Rapids. And speaking of cell phone service, guess what I have to do?
What do you have to do?
I'm now going to torture myself. I'm going to open the complaint line.
Oh, goodness.
And now the phone number is, and I'm going to give the phone number, and out back you can write it up on the board so if people ask for it, they can give it out, the operator can give it out. And Brian, see, it's right up behind me.
It is.
It is, by golly. The complaint line number is, and now see, now the thing is they're going to call it before I even leave the room.
Oh, yeah.
I know. They're just dying. They're chomping at the bit to do this. 340-3973.
340-3973.
And that's area code 715. Area code 715. 340.
People are evil.
And this is the complaint line, you evil person. All right, go ahead, Brian.
Okay, yeah. Let us continue, shall we? This is question number two of hour eight. Question number two of hour eight. Not only was Lark the name of this character's boat, but it was also the password for his home alarm system. What is the first and last name of this big screen character? Once again, hour eight, question number two. Not only was Lark the name of this character's boat, but it was also the password for his home alarm system. What is the first and last name of this character? Good luck in Trivia 38. Question two, hour eight. Not only was Lark the name of a character's boat, but is also the password for his home alarm system. What is the first and last name of this big screen character? Good luck! Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Ending hour two, hour eight, question two. Not only was Lark the name of this character's boat, but it was also the password for his home alarm system. What is the first and last name of this big screen character? Answer, Jack Stansfield. Question two, hour eight. Answer, Jack Stansfield. Question three, hour eight. Moving on. There are some things money can't buy, but a rainbow cone with sprinkles is not one of those. What is the first and last name of the football player who orders a rainbow cone with sprinkles? Once again, hour eight, question three. There are some things that money can't buy, but a rainbow cone with sprinkles is not one of those. What is the first and last name of the football player who orders rainbow cone sprinkles? Good luck in trivia. 38. Question three, hour eight. There are some things that money can't buy, but a rainbow cone with sprinkles is not one of those. What is the first and last name of the football player who orders rainbow cone with sprinkles? Good luck.
One, two, three. One, two, three. All right. Got to know how to hold it.
one time.
Down in the back, phones down in the back. Wrapping up question three of hour eight. There are some things that money can't buy, but a rainbow cone with sprinkles is not one of those. What are the first and last name of a football player who orders a rainbow cone with sprinkles? Answer, Vinny Testaverde. Answer for question three, hour eight, Vinny Testaverde. Moving on to question four, hour eight. This artist tried out for the St. Louis Browns baseball club, won a string of boxing matches, and in his spare time played at local bars. Though he had his greatest fame in the country charts, he did record a top 40 pop hit. What is the first and last name of this artist? Once again, hour 8, question 4. This artist tried out for the St. Louis Browns baseball club, won a string of boxing matches in his spare time, and in his spare time played at local bars. Though he had his greatest fame on the country charts, he did record a top 40 pop hit. What is the first and last name of this artist? Good luck in Trivia 38. Smack in the middle of question four of hour eight, this artist tried out for the St. Louis Browns baseball club, won a string of boxing matches, and in spare time played at local bars. Though he had his greatest fame in the country charts, he did record a top 40 pop hit. What is the first and last name of this artist? Good luck in Trivia 38.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about
henna, henna, aiko, aiko, ande, jagamo, kino, anale, jagamo, kinale. Look at my king, all dressed in red, aiko, aiko, ande, I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Jagamo, kinale, talk about henna, 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 aiko, aiko, ande. My play boy and your play boy sitting by the fire. My play boy to your play boy, I'm gonna set your play on fire. Talking about henna, 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 aiko, aiko, ande. Jagamokino, I'm nane, jagamokinane. See that guy all dressed in green, aiko, aiko, ande. He's not a man, he's a loving machine. Jagamokinane, talking about henna, 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 aiko, aiko, ande. Jagamokino, anane, jagamokinane. Talking about henna, 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 aiko, aiko, ande. Jagamokino, anane.
All right, phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Hour 8, question 4. This artist tried out for the St. Louis Browns Baseball Club, won a string of boxing matches, and in his spare time played at local bars. Though he had his greatest fame in the country charts, he did record a top 40 pop hit. What is the first and last name of this artist? Answer is Roy Clark. Once again, answer to Hour 4, question 8, Roy Clark.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Okay, moving on to Hour 5, Question 8. When the big... Oh. What's up, Oz? Are we cool?
No, I just need to do something here.
Phone keeps ringing pretty solidly, huh?
I hit silence. Silence on you.
Silencio.
Okay, I have to read the point values for Hour 5, and then I think we're all caught up with all of the point scoring, the scoring difficulties that we had. The scoring difficulties had nothing to do with the actual entering of points. It was something else, okay? So everybody has gotten everything they've deserved and more.
So stop calling.
Oh, wait a minute. Hour 5, the point values for Hour 5, question 1 was worth 60 points. Hour 5, question 2 was worth 10 points. Question 3, 10 points. Question 4, 10 points. Question 5, 10 points. Question 6, 10 points. Question 7, 55 points. And question 8 was worth 5 points. Once again, the point values for questions in hour number 5 were as follows. Question 1 was worth 60 points. Question 2, 10 points. Question 3, 10 points. Question 4, 10 points. Question 5, 10 points. Question 6, 10 points. Question 7, 55 points. And question number 8 was worth 5 points. Thank you very much, Brian.
Thank you. Continuing with question 5 of hour 8. When the big bass drum is missing from the Royal Hat Band, what is the name of the royal figure who is expected to find that drum? We are not interested in his title, but only his name. Once again, question 5 of hour 8. When the big bass drum is missing from the Royal Hat Band, what is the name of the royal figure who is expected to find the drum? We are not interested in the title, but only in the name. Good luck in Trivia 38.
Tonight, do up, 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 do
Question 5, hour 8, when the big bass drum is missing from the Royal Hat Band, what is the name of the royal figure who is expected to find the drum? We are not interested in the title, in his title, but only his name. Good luck. And trivia, 38! Hour 8, question 5. When the big bass drum is missing from the Royal Hat Band, what is the name of the royal figure who is expected to find that drum? We are not interested in the title, but his name. The answer to hour 8, question 5 is Dimitri. The answer to hour 8, question 5 is Dimitri. All right, moving right along to hour 8, question 6. What is the name of the strawberry mare that belonged to the highwayman Tom Faggus? Once again, hour 8, question 6. What is the name of the strawberry mare that belonged to the highwayman Tom Faggus? Good luck in 90FM Trivia 38.
I'll be my way.
In the middle of question six, hour eight, what is the name of the strawberry mare that belonged to the highwayman Tom Baggett? Down in the back, phones down in the back. Hour 8, question 6. What is the name of the strawberry mare that belonged to the highwayman Tom Faggus? Answer to hour 8, question 6 is Winnie. Once again, question 6, hour 8, Winnie. Moving on to hour 8, question 7. Professional wrestler Rene Dupree often has a pet dog he brings to the ring. What is the name of his dog? Once again, hour 8, question 7. Professional wrestler Rene Dupree often has a pet dog that he brings to the ring. What is the name of his dog? Good luck in Trivia 38. Thank you. In the middle of question 7 of hour 8, professional wrestler Rene Dupree often brings his pet dog, often has a pet dog, that he brings to the ring. What is the name of his dog? Good luck. Question 7, hour 8, closing up. Professional wrestler Rene Dupree often has a pet dog that he brings to the ring. What is the name of this dog? Answer to hour 8, question 7, Fifi. Answer to hour 8, question number 7, Fifi. Moving on, hour 8, question 8. This television special was the story of a milquetoast man who is constantly being degraded. One day he rents a dog suit from a costume party and finds he can face the world while wearing it. What is the name of this comedy special? Once again, hour 8, question 8. This television special was the story of a milquetoast man who is constantly being degraded. One day he rents a dog suit from a costume party and finds he can face the world while wearing it. What is the name of this comedy special? Good luck in Trivia 38.
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
middle of Question 8, Hour 8, this television special was the story of a milquetoast man who is constantly being degraded. One day, he rents a dog suit from a costume party and finds he can face the world while wearing it. What is the name of this comedy special? Good luck in the world's largest trivia contest. Trivia returns!
Pretty as a midsummer's morn, they call her Dawn.
Down in the back. Hour 8, question 8. Done. This television special is the story of a milquetoast man who is constantly being degraded. One day he rents a dog suit for a costume party and finds he can face the world while wearing it. What is the name of this comedy special? The name of answer. Whoa, for question 8, hour 8. The man in the dog suit. Question 8, hour 8. Answer. The man in the dog suit.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs, 601 Main Street, Stevens Point, St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Good evening. With 90 FM News, I'm Katie Stenz. While some of you players may not feel like you're able to stay up all night, be glad that you don't have to fight the law as well as fatigue. In Hermosa Beach, California, the city council has informally approved a proposal for party permits. The idea is to ease friction between partiers and their neighbors. The system would let people party in peace in their own homes twice a year. Hosts would forfeit a $500 deposit if their celebrations went past midnight. Mayor Sam Edgerton says he gets ticked off hearing about wedding receptions shut down because of what he calls some old crank complaining about the noise. A formal vote on the party permit idea is expected in about a month. Fight for your right just turned into paying for it. And also in news, thanks to self-checkouts, now shoppers can buy all the junk food they want without having to face a cashier. But trucker Mary Bontrager was not able to keep his love for deep-fried sweets secret. He says he was on a highway ramp off in North Dakota and looked down for a moment for a couple of donuts he had dropped. That's when the tractor trailer rolled, dumping a load of specialty sunflower seeds. Bontrager says it all seemed to happen in slow motion. He suffered some minor cuts on his knuckles. But Bontrager says it's his ego that's bruised. I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Ty Helbach at Prudential Stevens Point Realty, located at 490 Division Street in Stevens Point, Portage County's real estate leader since 1965. New name, but the same service you expect for all your real estate needs. Ty Helbach at 341-1000.
In your central Wisconsin weather, today sunny, highs in the mid-70s, and for tonight, warmer, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. And currently it's 50 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 7, and question 1 for Hour 9 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hello.
Hi, this is Chad from 90FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Well, I don't like your attitude, but okay.
What's the name of your team?
39 down, 1 odds to go, at the bungalow.
At the bungalow?
The bungalow is the lair in which we reside.
Does your team have any interesting traditions?
Right now, there's this girl passed out on a couch. I guess that works. No, I'm the world's fastest rapper. It's going to be 100 rhyming words right here.
If you could have any superpower, what superpower would you have?
The power to muster up the smell of any gourmet cheese at will.
Who's your favorite 90FM DJ?
Drake McGunright.
He's the pickup line on me right now, based on how sexy you think my voice is. Where was the sexy ending?
I can't do it on the video.
If you could be any superhero, what superhero would you be?
Powdered Toast Man.
Powdered Toast Man, and what does he do?
Well, it depends. They move, but they also go splat if they fall from planes.
If you could be any kind of cow, what cow would you be?
I would be a Holstein, because I've got stinky holes.
What are you wearing?
You know, it's easier to ask me what I'm not wearing.
I want you guys all to sing a song. Is there anything else that you would like to tell us about your team?
We're not going.
For Trivia Focus, we're Becca.
I'm John.
Jim.
And Chad.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu.